You are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So the question for today's show was this. We put it out there last week. How are you preparing for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit and His gifts upon you this Pentecost? And we all know that this upcoming Sunday will be Pentecost Sunday. We celebrated last Sunday the Feast of the Ascension, which was really on Thursday right. and got moved over. So there's kind of like a lot going on.
And we had Mother's Day.
And we had Mother's Day, and also it's Our Lady of Fatima today. So it's kind of like a whole lot of Catholic stuff happening in the Catholic world.
And it's great. Somehow, some way, we were able to make space and time to actually apply ourselves, especially through going to Mass, to understand to some degree the ascension of the Lord. How powerful was it on Sunday to hear once again the bodily uptaking of Jesus into glory, His completing His time here on earth in His mission, and then to prepare for Pentecost, ewtn.com/Pentecost, ewtn.com/Pentecost. Get your ebook, or just go to EWTN and ask for the Holy Spirit Novena. So we're doing that. You're doing it. I'm doing it through EWTN. You're doing it how?
I'm doing it through Hallow app.
The Hallow app. And so we're learning and meditating and every day consecrating ourselves to the Holy Spirit, because there's a prayer that to consecrate yourself to the Holy Spirit. And then also an act of consecration to the Holy Spirit and prayer for the sevenfold gifts of the Spirit, a general prayer. And then each day you go over the various gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, holy reverence and fear of the Lord. Have you ever studied the gifts of the Holy Spirit that were given to you at baptism? And I'm going to frankly say that I did this one time before, but for some reason it's so deep right now. The teachings are so excellent to know what each one is. And these are deposited within us. And I think we need to. This is preparation for the coming of Pentecost on Sunday and a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So I'm really excited because I feel like it's happening already, just studying each one of those gifts that have been given to me. But, you know, you've got to activate them. You say, Lord, I understand this. I don't know how this is working within me, but, Lord, turn it loose within me. Wisdom and understanding and counsel and fortitude, knowledge, piety. I need so much more of that, Lord. I need so much more of you.
Well, and I think we as a people of God need to comprehend that Jesus went up, He ascended so that His Holy Spirit can come down, so that we can live the life that He's calling you and I to live, one of holiness, one of courage, one of wisdom, one of great understanding, one of love, right? So we're going to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Then we're also going to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And this is the place where we get to examine our lives and to say, how is the power of God Almighty manifesting Himself in me and through me each and every day? Because you know what? You and I are called to be witnesses. At every Mass, every time we get sent out, we are sent out to be light and salt. Well, you need to examine yourself and say, where is my light? How is my salt? How is my effectiveness in my witness for Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, right now in this particular time, in this particular space, in this hour that He's called you and I to live in?
So we want to share more fully today. We want to hear from you. We're speaking about the ascension and preparing for the outpouring of the blessed Holy Spirit. How are you preparing? Are you preparing? There's still time to do that. Use especially the novena to the Holy Spirit. Learn about the seven gifts that have been given to you and say, Lord, let them burst forth from me as you desire to do so. Jesus said today in our readings, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer now, because I have overcome this world. So we look forward to hearing from you and sharing today the power of Pentecost and loosing it in our lives and in our loved ones. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our question for you this week was this: how are you preparing for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit and His gifts upon you this Pentecost? And the beautiful part of that is when you were baptized, then you were confirmed, and you had that beautiful anointing oil put on your head, there's a release, there's an empowerment, there's an effectiveness. And the problem is we're not even examining our lives to say, how am I being effective? How am I preparing? You know, every single day, and I'm going to say this, assuming that we are doing this, but in life I've learned, assume nothing. One of the things I'm going to assume is that every single day you and I are praying, that we're carving out time and space to pray, to seek God. Or do you just wake up in the morning and you hit automatic pilot, unto thyself? If you do unto thyself, you're just going to get more of unto thyself. You're going to give more of yourself. And it's very limited. Been there, done that. It's very limited what you have and what you possess. But God Almighty, I mean, we went to Mass. We normally go to Mass on Saturday night. We had a graduation. Yeah. We had to go Sunday morning. Deacon Gerald preached a beautiful word on the Ascension at the cathedral. You know, we have to be in the Word. We have to be, even when we're going to Mass, are we asking the Holy Spirit, as you're walking in and blessing yourself, are you asking the Holy Spirit, Lord, open my eyes, open my ears, and Lord, set my heart on fire, that today, right now, where I am in this Mass, I may encounter you like I never have before. And then we're in the Mass. We're worshiping the Lord. Or are we? Are we just checking the box? Yeah. Are we checking in and checking out? And so our Lord has given us the power to do everything that He's asking you and I to do. Amen. To love, to serve, to forgive, to be light, to be salt. Do you know how desperate this world is right now? This world is dark and desperate, and it needs you and me to be light and salt and love and hope and joy and peace. And we need to be those people. Well, those gifts are given to you and given to me, but we have to activate them. We have to, yeah. We have to surrender to them. We have to yield our flesh and say, Holy Spirit, in your quiet time, I pray that you do this in the morning. Holy Spirit, come and breathe your breath upon me, O God. Blow away all the dust, yeah. All my sins, all my entrapments, all my vices. And Lord, today, because this is all you and I got, we have today, that we would be afresh and anew.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, today.
And so, Lord, help me, empower me, anoint me, equip me. And if not, then why not? Why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you praying with your spouse? Why aren't you doing that? We need to be doing that, that we would be one and that the Holy Spirit would come and help us to have the best marriage that we could possibly have, that you would be the best human being that you possibly can be. Stop looking around for somebody else to do it. Here I am, Lord. It's me. It's yeah. you. So let us surrender. Let us yield. Let us allow God to set our hearts on fire, that we would be the best version of ourselves that we could possibly be for Him.
We have a comment here, Joy. I'll be reading and praying with Acts, because that's the book of Acts. This is preparation. I'll be reading the book of Acts, praying for the Holy Spirit novena, and I'm going to wear red to Mass for Sunday.
An outward invisible sign.
Come Holy Spirit, from Lisa. So these are beautiful. If you've not done the Holy Spirit novena, please, today, just do a quick search and say, Holy Spirit novena EWTN. It'll be right there, or we can send you the ebook, and just go through the gifts of the Holy Spirit every day, consecrating yourself to the Holy Spirit. EWTN.com/Pentecost. EWTN.com/Pentecost. Please go there and see the resources that are there. Order your ebook. It's such a beautiful meditation and reality. And every day you're praying, Lord, activate this within me, your wisdom, your knowledge, a holy reverence and fear of God, the gift of piety. And like we said, these things are given to you in your baptism. If you're not baptized and you claim to be Christian, and there's a lot of people who are not baptized, who prayed the sinner's prayer and have come to Jesus as their Savior and Lord, if you're not baptized, you need to get baptized in water and the Spirit. And so I strongly encourage you, go to a church, go to your pastor, come into the Catholic Church and say, you know, I'm a believer in the Lord, but I haven't been baptized. And we would be glad to baptize you. The church would be glad to baptize you because these gifts come to you in that way. Could God do it another way? God could do whatever he wants to do. But the standard thing, as Jesus said, when he ascended into heaven, he told his disciples, the power of God's going to come upon you. What for? To be a witness, to share the Lord Jesus Christ. But you need to take some time before the Holy Spirit's loosed upon you and pray. That's those 9 days. And the power of God will come upon you. The breath of God will come upon you. Tongues of fire will come upon you. Well, what's the significance of that? Somebody's asking that. The breath of God, tongues of fire, significance. What's the significance of it? It's what God could do and what you can't do. Mm. He wants to set your tongue on fire to declare the gospel, however he wants to do that. The breath of God, the ruach of God wants to come upon you. And that's both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We see that in man's creation, that the ruach of God, the Spirit of God, came upon man. He became a living soul. And God wants to make your spirit alive, your soul alive. If you wandered away from the church, come back to the church. Come back. Go to confession. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you haven't made a confession. That's what the church is there for. This is the healing that you need. Come back to the church. Let the Holy Spirit be poured out upon you. Because Satan's not playing games. Satan wants to steal and kill and destroy your life, your children, your family, and he doesn't play fair. And Christ has said, I'll give you power. I'll give you everything that you need in the gifts and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I'll give you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness. Anybody need some self-control in their lives? Addictions in our lives? I'll give you self-control. Christ will come and he will deliver you. And he'll give you a community of faith and people that can pray with you and that can stand with you. Pray. Speak out to the Lord. Pray. Ask somebody else to pray with you that you believe is a true Christian, good Catholic person, because these things need to be activated. Joy, comment?
We heard a comment. It said, I will open my heart to God and ask and invite the Holy Spirit to fall upon me and fill my heart. As I say many times in the day, come, Holy Spirit, help me and guide me. And this is from Brenda on Facebook. And so the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you need wisdom. What do you need wisdom for? You need wisdom to know what to say. You need understanding to be in a relationship at work. You need fortitude to do all the things that God is asking you to do. You need counsel. People are always asking you for guidance and wisdom, and you want to give them the best counsel. You want to give them the best. Yeah. And you know, in a world in which we live where God is, there's no heaven, everybody's going to heaven, there's no fear of hell, nobody talks of hell. You know what you and I need? We need the holy fear of God. We need the holy fear of God upon all of the things that we're doing in our lives to say, Lord, I don't want to grieve your Holy Spirit. Jesus, I don't want to hurt your heart. I don't want to be a disobedient child. I want to be obedient. I want to be one of those children in your eyes, oh Jesus, that I just glad in your heart. Do you want to be that child? Well, you have to ask God to help you to be that child. And the beautiful thing is he will and he wants to help us. And one of the things about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, have you ever seen people say, well, why do I want to be a Christian? Why do I want to be a Catholic Christian? Well, the deal is if you're not joy-filled, if you're not kind, and full of love, well, what is your witness then? Are you in love with Jesus, but you're grumpy? Well, if you're in love with Jesus, you should manifest. There should be an abundance of fruit in your life. And at the end of the day, you know, we all should be examining our actions, all that we did that day. Lord, where did I fail? Mea culpa, mea culpa. We're all failing, right? So Lord, change me, transform me. You need the Holy Spirit to help transform you and change you, because otherwise it's just flesh against flesh, and you can't muster that up. You can't make that. But God inside of you is your aid.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit inside of you is your counselor. The Holy Spirit inside of you is your comforter. Don't you need to be comforted sometimes? You just say, Holy Spirit, come. This world is full of fear and people are anxious and worried about many things. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and comfort you and to quiet you and to give you His peace, that you would encounter Him. If you're going to adoration, just sit there with Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to invade you. Holy Spirit, I yield. I surrender. I ask you to invade my person. Come, Lord, cleanse my mind, my body, my spirit. He wants to help you. He says, I've not left you here that you would not be comforted. I'm sending my Holy Spirit that you would be comforted. And at the end of the day, we all need comfort. We all need peace. We all need hope. We all need love. And that's what the Holy Spirit is here for. He is the paraclete, the helper, par excellent.
Pray. Even pray now. Pray that song. Say now, come Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, in my heart, take up your rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill this heart which thou hast made. Please fill my heart. Say it now in the hospital. Say it in the midst of distress in your life. Say it in the midst of the threatening of divorce. Say it in the midst of your children who are addicted. Say it in the midst of your child who is suicidal. Come into them, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed. Are you praying with your children? Are you sharing with them? Are you saying, may I pray with you? Are you laying hands upon your children? Because you have authority and power to do what even the Pope can't do for them. You're their mom. You're their dad. Loose the Holy Spirit within them. Come, Holy Ghost, take up thy rest. Come, take up thy rest. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, thank you for all your comments today. We always love to hear from you. And before we wrap up today's show, we're going to check in with beautiful Joan Lewis to hear about the Pope's Mother's Day remarks and his reflections on the Feast of the Ascension yesterday.
Well, greetings from the Eternal City. Lots of events over the weekend in the Vatican. I want to focus, however, on Pope Francis's Regina Caeli Sunday, in which, of course, he noted that in most of the world, all over the world, it was Mother's Day. And he said, let us think with gratitude of all mothers and pray for the mothers who have gone to heaven. And then he said, I entrust mothers to the protection of Mary, our heavenly mother. And then he asked for and received a very enthusiastic response when he asked for applause from everybody. It was a sun-kissed day in St. Peter's Square. A massive, massive crowd was here. And of course, afterwards, they would be going, most being families, they'd be going out for lunch to a restaurant and some on a picnic. Now, at the Regina Caeli, the Holy Father also, of course, mentioned that it was Ascension. And he said, this falls in many places of the world on the Sunday following Ascension Thursday. And he said, Christ's Ascension opens the way for us. Jesus's return to the Father appears to us not as a separation, but rather as an anticipation of our final destination. And then he spoke of us being a climbing partner, climbing up a mountain. And he said, the Lord brings his church, his body, to heaven where he has ascended, and we too joyfully will rise with him. Now I want to close on a rather unusual note by reflecting on where I was 43 years ago today. May 13th, 1981. I was in St. Peter's Square, just entering St. Peter's Square, because at the time, the Wednesday general audiences were held in the square at 5 p.m. because the temperatures were just too hot in the morning. I entered the square, and what did I hear? I heard, "They've shot the Pope," people screaming in different languages. Of course, my mind could not process those words, and I truly remember being unable to walk or do anything for a couple of seconds. Well, of course, the day was a long day. There was a nerve-wracking period in the press office for those of us covering the Pope's surgery, many hours, and then obviously the world as they awaited news from all of us. But we now know that the Pope not only survived the surgery, he had a long recovery period, but he reigned for 24 more years. So John Paul II shot on this day 43 years ago, just behind me in St. Peter's Square. Now there is a beautiful image, a mosaic image of Mary on the Apostolic Palace. And that image is, the Pope has said many times, it was the hand of Mary whom he loved dearly. It was the hand of Mary on that image that deflected the bullet that could have killed him. So days none of us will ever forget, not if you were there. But now, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much for your sharing and helping us to remember again the attempt on John Paul II's life, Our Lady of Fatima's involvement, today being the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us that millions once again would come back home to the church, would come for the first time in evangelization to Jesus Christ and repent and believe, that whole nations would come to the Lord. May there be a fresh outpouring this coming Pentecost on the Holy Spirit, that there would be no lukewarm person, including ourselves within the church, that we might be spewed out of your mouth, but we would be hot, hot for the Lord. Jesus said today, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. You know that. You're going through that. But you be of good cheer now, for I have overcome the world. Joy's favorite prayer. Dear God, help me. Say it. Dear Jesus Christ, help me. Holy Spirit, come into me. God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. You're never alone. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.